Show him today's daf yomi is Shabbos daf kuf nun zayin, Shabbos 157. Today's daf yomi brings us to the conclusion, the last daf of Masechah Shabbos, and we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to do a podcast for every page of this Talmud. And we look to the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph 157a, the final Mishnah of the Masechta. The Mishnah says, Mefirin Nedarim b'Shabbos, that we know that the Torah allows a husband to be mefir, the neder of his wife, to annul the neder of his wife, and a father to annul the neder of his daughter. So those vows are allowed to be annulled on Shabbos itself. And it's permitted for a person to go to a chacham on Shabbos, to go to a scholar to annul his vows. If, however, shehein letzorach Shabbos, only when this allowance is only if the vow is needed to be annulled for the purpose of Shabbos. Like, for example, if somebody made a vow and that they weren't going to eat that day, so you're allowed to go to the chacham to allow you to eat. But if it's not for the purpose of Shabbos, then it would not be allowed. And the reason why it's not allowed to annul a vow if it's not for the purpose of Shabbos, according to the Ran, is because it's a tircha shelo tzarach. If it's something that you're doing without necessity, it's a hardship without necessity, and so therefore push it off till after Shabbos. So too, the Mishnah continues to folk akin. Es hama'or, you're allowed to close up a window on Shabbos, and for the purpose of blocking tuma, that was if you were in a courtyard and the tumah would have entered into your house, you're allowed to close it up. Modedin es hamatlas, and you're also allowed to measure a cloth to see if it has 3 by 3 fingers size, because only under this size, if a cloth is that size, would we say it's capable of contracting tumah. Modedin es hamikvah, and you're allowed to measure a mikvah on Shabbos in order to determine if there's a sufficient 40 saw, which is a necessary size for a mikvah, in order for to see if somebody can immerse in the mikvah. And the Gemara tells a story in the days of Rabbi Tzadok, the father of Rabbi Tzadok, who may Abba Shaul ben Batnis, in the days of Abba Shaul, that they close up the window with this jug of pottery so that the tumah cannot get into it. Begemi, and they tied up this bowl, which is made out of pottery, with this rubber reed, leida emyesh bagigis poteach tefach emuav, in order to know if there was sufficient size in the tefach. And the Gemara goes into that. And we learn from this that you ought to close up a window and measure if it's for a purpose of a mitzvah to paskin halacha the koshrin, and we also tie a knot that's not a kesher shokayama on Shabbos. So with respect to measuring, and we're going to see this more in the Gemara, the whole purpose in which measuring is allowed is only for the purpose of a mitzvah. And what's the reason why, if it's not for a mitzvah, we don't allow you to measure on Shabbos? And the reason is, as Tosfos explains, is because it's uvda dechol. But so since it's a work of during the week, therefore it's only allowed for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. And indeed, the final lines of our tractate on Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara goes into this discussion about measuring for the purpose of a mitzvah. So Ula Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa, Ula came to the house of the Reish Galusa, Chazio Rabba Barav Huna the Yosef Ba'avna Demaya, and he saw Rabba Barav Huna, who was sitting in a bath of water, or in a tub of water, and he was measuring its size. So Ua saw that Rabbi Barav Huna was doing this on Shabbos. So he says, Amar de Amar Rabbanon Medida de Mitzvah. He says, when the rabbis allow you to measure on Shabbos, that's only if it's for a mitzvah. De Lav Mitzvah Mi Amar. If it's not for a mitzvah, are you really allowed to measure? So Amar Le Misasek Ba'alma Ana. So Rabbi Barav Huna says, I'm not really measuring. I'm just being Misasek. I'm just engaged in it. What does that mean? Generally speaking, in the Shas, throughout Shas, as the Marshal explains, Misasek means something else. Misasek means that you are doing something, generally speaking, like that's permitted. And then And then something prohibited just popped up. Like, for example, you intended, we had earlier in our track that you intended to cut something that was already severed from the ground, and you accidentally cut something that was connected. But here what we're talking about is that he doesn't need to really measure at all. And he was just, you know, his hands were busy, but he wasn't really measuring at all. So the Achronim discuss, well, why was he doing it? This is a great rabbi. Why was he just wasting his time doing something? He's not a little kid. Why was he just like fidgety in that sense? So the Ben Yoyada explains that he was sitting in the bath in order to cool himself down because it was so hot. And so since he wasn't wearing his clothes because it was so hot and he was in a bath, then he was worried because he wasn't allowed to think thoughts of Torah. And so therefore, so that he wouldn't think thoughts of Torah, therefore he was engaging in something else. He was like doing math. But it was just to keep his mind off of Torah, because he was the great rabbis are always thinking Torah all the time. And Tzemach Tzedek explains it differently. He says he talks about he was measuring, trying to understand the aspects of water. And so the question that Ula said to him, but you're not allowed to engage in something before the world was created. You can't try and understand something that was before the world was created. And it says in the Torah that the water, it seems to be, was created before the world. So his response was, no, even though there was some water that was created before the world, the Hashem went and created more water on the first day, and that's what I was measuring. As we thank Hashem for giving us the strength to do a podcast for every daf of Shabbos.